Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We've just had the John Moyle Memorial Field Day, and coming up are the Anzac celebrations. Similarly, there's been the Ross Hull, and there's also the International Amateur Radio Day. Why do we have these forms of remembrance in a pastime that seems to move with the technology of today? Ross Hull and John Moyle were veterans of radio in Australia and deservedly earned the right of being memorialised by our hobby. The ITU-sponsored International Day is certainly a way of calling all members of the fraternity around the world to celebrate amateur radio and its place in the community. Many of the now old-timers first found recreational radio through the CB boom of the 80s, and at this stage we don't have a particular day or contest in memory of that period. However, before this, there were wireless experimenters prior to the First World War. 20-odd years after the end of hostilities, the amateur service had been formalised around the world, but it was predominantly an activity for the hands-on home brewer. Whether it was any of the major conflicts that our forces have engaged in, many who later joined our ranks got their first real experience of wireless or radio, as it became popularly known, whilst in uniform. For this reason, for the Anzac celebration, stations will be using radios and AM out of respect for our predecessors in the military. So for many who have recently joined the hobby, this can be the time to try turning the mode control to AM. Remember to turn down the drive so as to produce a clean signal. And look out for the commemorative station this Anzac Day. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.